time that it spoiled.
Yeah.
He took a load down there and he had some turnips and cabbage and stuff, and there's a woman come up, she just feeling all over his tomatoes. No, Matt Monroe, hand her a turnip. He said, here, you play with this. He said, you'll ruin my tomatoes.
Yeah. It is the truth, though. If you sell anything like this, they've got to handle every one of them, whether they buy one or not.
Yeah, I had a produce stand one time.
Oh, we did too. We found out about it. We have two. That's the truth, though. They'd handle every tomato and never buy one sometimes. Yeah. I was going to show you. I made this quilt, Dwight. It's the only one I ever made, but I made it.
That's a nice one. Let me see that.
I was proud of it. It's just, I didn't get it big enough. I just made for a small bed, but. That's the one I ever made, but I was pleased. I got another one almost made, but I didn't get my squares exactly together. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, the same size. So Glenn's going to help me square it up, and then I'm going to try to put it together. More my mother could make them just perfect, but not me. Of course, I've always worked. That's one reason I've never done much stuff like that. Now, the quilting isn't so good like that out there in my room. This woman next door did it, and it is just perfect. Now, she quilts for everybody. She does beautiful work.
Yeah.
Of course, she charges you $40 and $50 for each quilt.
Uh-huh. That's still not very much.
Not really when you think how many out. And I quilted that when I didn't know how to do it, and it isn't done very good. At least I've done it.
Just fine. A lot of work in one of theirs.
Oh, I was a year or two ever getting just the squares made.
Is that right?
Yeah, I did a little bit. I was proud of when I got finished this time making. I was making this one. It's a little Dutch boy that I don't have. Like I said, I didn't get them all the same size, and Glenn's going to help me square them up because they have to be just exactly the same size or they just won't work. So I'm going to try to make it and then make another one for the winter. They're just appliqued. But I thought I had them the same size. The material spores tear straight. Now, this sure didn't tear straight. Might have been the cheap material. I don't have any idea. A lot of work went into just making them. You wouldn't think it, but it took a long time. I think I had to make 30 some.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. I'd like to make each one of the kids one before I get too old to work my fingers. If I can. Oh, you don't drink coffee, though. And ain't no Pepsi. When the stores open up until 11.
No, I don't want
to. On Sunday, they don't open until 11 around here. Any other time, they're at 9.
No, I don't want to. We got to go before long.
You do have a long drive, don't you? You go clear to your house today?
Yeah.
I know Becky goes over there to see her grandfather, goes through Hillsborough. I can't think in Virginia where he lives, but I'm pretty sure David said when he went where they went through Hillsborough. It's over in Virginia somewhere. Seemed to me like we went to Virginia one time and went that way. Went over through Mill Creek and down through there, but I'm not sure. Of course, Glenn always drives. He wouldn't ride with me. This year when I go to Jackson's Mill, every year I say I'm going to buy me an egg basket up there. But they're so expensive. Now this year I'm determined to buy one. I'm just going to go ahead and spend the money.
What you do is you make the old man give you whatever he gets.
And spend it.
And spend it.
Yeah. You know they want about $30 for one of them, and they're not big as nothing. But I'd still
want to make you one.
I don't think I could.
Yeah, you could.
See that white oak basket over there? You know, an antique shop one time I seemed like it was $150 asked for one of them baskets. That is really old.
Yeah.
I try to put it in a bathtub and soak it in warm water all along because I'm afraid it'll just fall apart if I don't keep it kind of wet. Because it'll just dry out. And I raised those big old gourds one year. I had, I don't know, 15 or 20 probably.
Is that right?
Dipper gourds. And then those other, I thought I had the same kind of little ones, and they're not. They're just little ugly things. But I thought the dipper gourds was pretty. When I was a little girl, we'd have them. And we would work in the field. He's in North Carolina, Virginia, always a little spring running down the hill somewhere. And we'd leave one down there. When we hoed corn, we'd dip water with that, you know. It dries out and you can use it. We had to work hard, but Dave was good too. I mean, we'd chop the weeds out of the corn, and there was strawberries grew at the end of the field. So when we got to the end of the row, we'd pick strawberries, and then we'd have to hoe corn again. But he was just like a kid with us. He had fun with us.
Come into it. You know,
I said, as poor as we were, we still had a good time. We'd bring kids home from school. I had brought kids home from school just like you would stray dogs, and they never said a word. We always bring the kids home with us. And they'd cook and they'd play with us at night. Dad'd get up and we'd hide the thimble and play all these old games that he knowed. You don't smoke, do you?
No.
It's just a good idea not to. My nephew, the one who has the dairy farm, he said these people joined his farm, raises tobacco. He said the people that work in that tobacco, even though they wear long sleeves, he said their arm just gets in sores. And he said it's knows that it's because stuff they spray on that tobacco to, you know, defoliate it or what they do with it. So I'm sure that that's, you know, what makes their arms like that.
Can I take a picture of this? Huh?
Yeah. I need to put it down in that. Lay all those out if you want to. I need to put it
I'll
down in water and soak it again.
Was this, is that Wood County where your family's?
No, we're out here in Work County.
Work County?
Uh-huh. He bought a farm right up there. Anna Mariah, was that where you bought the farm, Glenn? Yeah. Was it Anna Mariah where you bought the farm we found the old basket? Mm-hmm. It made me feel bad. This old house is abandoned. We got the whole thing, you know. And it had pictures of people's children and all that stuff. It just, oh, I don't know, it just gave me the awfulest feeling. Of course, they had died, you know, and we bought the farm from somebody else.
You still have it?
Uh-uh. We sold it to,
that's an old school house down the lake.
I can't think of the lumber company. That's they're out of North Carolina somewhere. We should have kept it. It was beautiful land.
Yeah.
They
still
use look it. At that cigarette packs. They put that thing on there and it'll be harmful to health. Now they're putting right, down beer and stuff. I said, people will pay a bit more attention to that than if it, do you think they will? Yeah. Nah. If they want to do it, it don't, the thing I think will ever stop drugs and drinking and all that stuff is start with little tiny children and work up. Now, I really believe that. I think the parents will have to start working with their children and just go up from there.
Yep.
That grandson of mine's out here a while ago, you know, Tommy, he's 17, he'll be 18 tomorrow's his birthday. And he tickled me so good. Now, boy, one thing I can say about him, he is strict about who he runs around with. He plays football and basketball and stuff. So one day he's wanting to go somewhere and I didn't have a car and I said, well, why don't you go with somebody? He said, Grandma, you will catch me with people like that. And I found out later to do drink and just do a little everything. Yeah, he said, you'll not catch me with people like that.
That's smart.
That's what I told him. I said, now that is really being a smart kid. Yeah, you don't catch him with anybody he thinks will do anything they should. Did you find us some coffee? Jerry, you want coffee?
I'm going to get a half cup.
That's what I'm going to do.
Ed Hammond says, I learned on a gourd.
Have you seen any more tips?
We're still trying.
Seems like it is somewhere.
See, to me, like it, we do about it all.
I think I'm Braxton County, so somebody has some. I'm going to go over here and take it out. There was a guy that showed up with Glenville.
That's his
you remember that? Years ago, he had I don't know if he was an Indian or he's just he had some feathers in his hair or something.
Did you know that he's never been divorced in my family?
Fiddle made out of a turtle shell.
Oh, I remember that.
I kicked myself for not finding out what the story was behind that. Whether it was something old or.
I hadn't thought of that.
I keep it.
I remember that now. Somewhere I saw that.
I think people think of them things. There's cups right over there, Jerry. You there's milk in the refrigerator. I'll let you get it. I was telling Jerry I even dried my corn last year. I decided I'd just hang up some.
some of my corn, same. I got some of my corn. And my sage, I grow sage out here. The one I'm going to use, I dry it and put it in a little jar, but the other I just hang it up.
Blend string? Blend string up them other bridges?
Uh-huh.
You can't get any work out of it.
Not a whole lot. No, he's pretty good to help me. If he didn't, I wouldn't do all that. I wouldn't can do all that.
Talk a pretty good day's work.
I have asthma too bad in the dust, and I used to mow out here. I'd like to mow close to that. Well, I know that I should because the wall is. And last summer I was downstairs, and my sister jumped up and she wanted there. She has asthma, and she moved, and she got to the hospital the first year, and she lived. Next year she died. So I thought, no, I'll just leave the grass alone. I'll not bother it. So I don't bother with it.
They might get you in a lot about to get on.
Real
I thought you were playing walking in the parlor. That's what I was playing.
And it was her grandma.
Where?
She has the high table screen in the side. I want to get that form.
Granny, before she lost her mind, she really got on there.
She'd
off and sang a little bit of that. Molly put the kettle on it. Molly put the kettle on, never mind the lid. Now we're going to bake a little shortened bread. Oh, just one verse out of another.
I thought it was
straight.
What
do you think?
I don't know.
I can't
tell. It almost looks like butter. Well, that's what I thought
the yellow
was very.
It's different color. We're
going
to have to go here for long.
Once we get in about 30, 40 minutes more, I'm going to have to lay down.
But I don't want to take the color. I just want to take
the whole part. You're hurting so bad you can't keep your mind on your business. You better be a little something else.
Oh, they just done over and over again.
There's no way I could have put a damn brace on my neck.
No, you wouldn't be able to. Well, I guess you could fiddle something if you had to, but.
We had a lot of stuff.
I take some aspirin, but they're just now getting my stomach back in shape where I halfway live. Now, the hotter the weather is, the better I make it.
It's all right.
Well, it's going to be a change in the weather. Hell, I can tell more about it from Jill Huffman.
It's all right.
And now I just think, an old wooden church, just different things. Had one of these,
Bring the woman and children and come over to my friend weekend with
us. All the pretty stuff they had. Got rid of it, got all brand new stuff. All but her wood stove. She said,
She seemed like a powerful
man. She took it.
Lord have mercy, here comes a big van in here. No, maybe he's just turning around.
She does what she needs for her. She made this door years ago, but I thought it was just so neat. It's every little stitch is just perfect. I can do it how I can and my purpose got there just and if I find anything if it wasn't perfect now, I don't think that's right. We all but we didn't like that. That's the reason me and him could never play music together. We'd have fought every day.
But you did teach him everything.
Yeah, well, the most of it did.
I taught her one chord on a guitar and she jumped right up in my lap and kissed me just like a rabbit eating a carrot. I never could teach her no more.
Now he tells all that stuff. This is my mother when she is a chord. Did I tell you?
Yeah,
I might have showed you.
Glenn, could I try taking a copy of that picture of your father with the banjo?
Have we got a better one in there?
I'll do better than that. I'll give you one. I think we got one.
And that's the only one you've got like that I know of. You mean the ones in this scrapbook?
What did you want to do?
I was just going to take a picture of the picture.
Yeah, Lord, yeah.
Do you have the original?
I don't know. That's what I was saying. I don't want with the original one.
He gave me a copy of that years ago.
Mm-hmm. 15 years ago or more.
Let me look over here in these pictures, but I don't think, I just don't know what would have gone with the original.
The older Glenn gets, the more he looks like his dad.
I think so, too. Well, now, his dad wasn't as tall as good. But you know, when he died, he had the most hair you ever saw. He had the thickest hair.
But you didn't mean to throw off on Glenn when
not
you said
really.
That.
That's when Senator Byrd was here.
Tell me.
Senator
converter puts your half minute to work in.
This is what you want.
Then we had the original that I just don't know where that is.
I'd like to know what everyone was his thing.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Of course, you know, back then, I was just crow-headed, he didn't pay no attention.
That's what I was just telling him. When Mom and Dad moved down that house, all that pretty furniture, we just had them get rid of.
That was anyway,
so that
did he take the frets out of that banjo, Glenn?
Sure. Jerry. I like some white oak gun cabin for Katie.
This is a friendly
Glenn. Our
first
I had to lend my gear to me. I charged $200 for making it, but you can't make no money at that.
A lot of work.
There's a lot of work in that. They always can.
Larry?
Yes, sir.
Oh, gosh. Did you make that? Where is that now?
I'll see if I can
Where's your
find
cabinet
it.
Now?
Oh, I saw one.
I'll see if I can find it.
Is it ready?
Get a lot of work.
Yep.
Especially making them drawers.
Someday I'm going to learn to do that.
Hmm?
One day I'm going to learn to make furniture and that kind of stuff.
We got one grandson that's interested in woodworking and all they want.
Piece of old green pine and we use a brand new belt.
Is that your sister with your father's name?
Yeah, that and a hay bed. They just wanted Glenn and Ma and something.
What kind of banjo do you recognize this at? Peghead Jerry? I've seen it.
Did you tell anything about looking at that banjo? What did you think it was?
That's what I was asking. I recognize that Peghead.
Yeah, I can tell you exactly what it cost. And he won the first banjo picking contest that was ever held at Kalax.
Is that right?
And they've got it down. Someone got together and got all this, you know, down. And we've got George Stone. Stone never did mention my daddy no more. And my daddy was that banjo right there. Won the first contest they ever played that day. And the banjo, now believe it or not, the banjo cost $12. That's right the end of the question.
Well, back then,
the words of the
artist. What was his name? What?
Happy Smith, all I ever knew. Where's that picture of Larry? You know?
All the kitties should be around here somewhere.
Be careful with that little dude. That's the... Oh, oh.
Well, you know who this guy is on the stage?
Can you see well enough? Hi, Dwight.
Well, hello there.
How are you?
All right.
Hi. Dwight, can we play a tape in this thing? Can we, Jerry, can we play a tape in here?
Yeah.
You want to play
Larry?
Yeah. See if Dad likes this guy singing.
This is Ben's dad's brother. He lives to be 96?
Dad, I want you to listen and see if you think this guy's going to make a singer before it's over. What's fine looking Martin?
Yeah. That's Jerry's.
Jerry, how old's your Martin?
I think it's about a 55 or 6 down there.
Did you ever have bacon and sausage?
Bacon and sausage.
Sorry, biscuits.
want some mustard on yours? You have some mustard on it?
Going hungry at the Smiths.
A lean weekend at the Smiths.
I didn't buy any salt, I just had to cover it in the fridge. You didn't quit drinking coffee and you're just sticking your stomach. When you drink milk, go get
some coffee. I think Mary Beth ought to take everybody out to dinner after.
Did you say you had extra packs of cigarettes?
Yeah. Up in the van.
I told Jerry I taught him everything he knew, and I'm still a teacher.
And still he don't know nothing, huh?
He still don't know a thing in the world.
My dad just said, I've taught you kids everything I know, and still you don't know nothing.
Oh, gosh.
Is he still living for it?
Yeah. Is your parents still living?
Just my dad.
Just your dad.
You want mustard?
My dad's got one sister living. I had one uncle died last month. He was 78. That's the youngest of any dad's family that ever died. I know of. And my aunt died, she died in May or June. She's 84. And he's got one sister living. She's, well, she's about 83, I guess. 82, 83. But my mother, she's the last one of her family.
Why, are you still out in Arlington?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm in the area.
That's beautiful country.
Yeah. Who is, I was telling Becky, goes to visit her grandpa. It goes through
Franklin.
Goes to Virginia.
He's in Franklin.
I couldn't think what place it was. I guess baby guy's truck fixed it. I called up and talked to him.
Nobody fixed mine.
Huh? No, you didn't. Did you get the car?
Yeah, I sent it by David. He was going to get Jerry Patterson to fix it.
I haven't even seen David. But anyway, I called up there and asked Loretta if, can you get through?
Yep.
If David guy's truck fixed it. And he said, well, he must have because he was supposed to call Becky to come get him at 10 o'clock. He never did call Glenn if you don't stay off the cigarettes. He just smokes and drinks coffee, gets excited. It's unbelievable. And she said he must have got it fixed because he didn't call Becky. But I haven't seen him. He's going to come see if he'll have a baby. Is it too hot?
Stop! Well, we're just about.
You got anything left? What do you got left in that fiddle, huh? What's left in that fiddle?
I don't know.
Is she trying to call?
What G was we in when we quit? G.
G or D and D and A. Richmond.
D. I was in D Benjamin playing those D. tunes, and you were then went to A and played Richmond with him.
I don't think we had put a C tune with him.
I did.
You didn't play Billy in the Lowground, did you?
Yeah,
no.
We did.
No.
Uh-huh. You played East Tennessee That's Blues, right. maybe or something. See. We'll try Billy in the Lowground.
I don't care.
Y'all know you want a piece of apple cake?
Mm-mm. Oh, Helen. Helen.
Did you meet Larry down there?
No,
I don't think you met Larry.
Tom Dell Smith. Pleasure
nice
here.
To meet you.
Take the phone off, sir. Oh, she done that.
I'll change the mic to suit you.
I get where I can hear the old man.
Ring and keep Luke quiet.
What?
Ring and keep Luke quiet.
I'll try.
I don't want to have to do something three or four times.
Sounds like it.
Thank you.
Blossom we played in a long time.
We've not done Blackberry Blossom.
I like those DQs.
No.
You just about all in, aren't you?
Getting that way. We ought to have Blackberry Blossom on, though. We have to change. Well, no, this one.
Can you play many more?
Anything else you want to do there and see?
What do you think? You know anything you particularly want to do?
Wild John.
Wild John?
Just take a little test run on it and listen and see if you can hang into it. I don't know whether it's a banjo tune or not.
Where'd you learn it?
Byron Berline. Yeah, get the land in the distance.
All right.
Thank you.
does the possum sound.
You know what? We had a meeting in here while you were in the kitchen.
What did you decide on?
What the name was going to be.
What?
Sorry Biscuits. That's what we're going to call it.
Sorry Biscuits.
Worst Biscuits in the South. Here's one I learned from Uncle Charlie Higgins at Galax, Virginia. Blackberry Blossom.